Oh, I know what I'm gonna do. I know.
What?
Because we cross over a temporal plane during this show. And what happens is the stream switches days.
Yes, because we pass midnight,
And
yes.
so when it hits midnight, it drops you and then it will reconnect. It'll try to reconnect. But maybe if I use the admin user that overrules them all, maybe it won't drop the admin user, which is what I normally use.
I mean, it didn't really affect anything. Even if it
No, it
dropped the stream
didn't.
for a second, then somebody would
I just
just hear
never
a
remember the
hiccup.
passwords for things is the problem.
The password is.
So it is radio.pride48.live.
That's a lot of dots.
And the port, it's the standard amount of lives. The port, I'm going to use
The
8001.
standard amount of lives?
Sorry, it's the standard amount of dots. Master.
Actually, your name was brought up earlier this evening in a conversation that involved dots.
My name was brought up in a conversation about dots.
Yes. I think Zach said something like, you can email adamburns.uk. And I was like, well, you know. And then before I could finish, he was like, yes, the dots don't matter. He's like, you could send an email to a.d.a.m.b.u.r.n.s.u.k@gmail.com.
Are we sure about that?
Would you like me to test it right this very
Sure.
moment? This is a live experiment.
Yeah.
Gmail, I'm going to compose a message to a.d.a.m.b.u.r.n.s.u.k. Right? Adam Burns UK, right?
Yeah, adamburnsuk@gmail.com. Is it recording?
I have sent
Okay.
you an
We are
email.
now on the stream.
Oh, well, that's exciting. I've sent you an email.
Let me check.
You probably have me going to your spam folder like Scotty Battler.
No, I got your email saying I was away and didn't have time to respond to you for your little scheduling that you're trying to do. I
I
got that
wasn't.
email.
What?
I got your email. Oh, it did work. In fairness to myself, I have never said it won't work. What I have said is my email address is
No one, no one
adamburns.uk.
said that you said it wouldn't work.
Well, Mark and I have this conversation all the time. He always says, Boyfie, you don't have to say the dot when you're giving your email
Ah,
address.
see, it's a topic of conversation
And
in
I
many
say, he says
households.
it all the time. For the past 9 years that we've been together, he's like, why are you telling people dot? And I say to him, I'm not like, I say to him, because that is my email address. When I signed up for an account and they said, what do you want your user ID to be? I said, adamburns.uk.
You said that or
So
you typed it
that is
in?
my email address. I wrote that. I
Oh,
typed
you
it.
typed that in.
I didn't call anyone on the phone and say, hey, person, create me an account. I'm a
Well,
lot louder than you are.
no, you're not.
No, in my ears, I'm a lot louder
Well,
than you are.
that sounds like a you problem.
Well, I'm wondering if it's the computer or, oh, yeah, it's the computer for sure. There we go.
Blame it on the rain.
There we are.
Hey.
Much better. Much. I can hear you now.
Oh, so you were not listening to me before then.
I was having to strain.
I see. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of a word, but it was something.
It was a.
I was cupping my ear.
Yes.
Hi, Tim in Alaska. What are you doing as you listen? Are you brining something? Are you rising something?
Waxing floors or...
Oh, he doesn't. He has someone for that.
Oh.
He has a person.
I think he has many people.
He has a... The only thing he doesn't have is a chef because he enjoys cooking. He has a gardener.
Is his name Chauncey?
I don't know the gardener's name, but he has a gardener, mm-hmm. or he had one. Mm-hmm. And he has a cleaning crew. He has a butler.
He is washing sheet pans in the laundry room sink. He cooked 14 pounds of pork in it.
Oh, he is doing his own laundry, so he doesn't use a laundry service, apparently.
Well...
Mark does my laundry.
Times are tough. Isn't that stereotypical, having your Asian boyfriend do your laundry?
No. First of all, I do not ask him to do my laundry. So the problem with this...
Does he require you to have a ticket for it?
I love my boyfriend and I love my relationship, but... The thing is...
But, dot, dot, dot. Oh, boy, the dots aren't necessary.
Right. I don't ask him to do anything. I don't ask him to do my laundry. I don't ask him to sweep the floors. I don't ask him to do anything that he does.
Yeah.
But I sometimes take longer to do things than he wants. And so then he just goes and does them himself.
So will he be coming into the studio at some point in time to glue that section that fell down?
No, he doesn't care about that.
Because it's black, blue, black, blue, black, blue, white!
It is, yeah. There's more. There are more of them.
Oh!
A lot of them are coming down, yeah.
Why? What did you use to put them up?
The same thing I used at the other house. I used those 3M... hanging things, but I don't use the hooks, obviously. No, I just use the little sticky bit. And for some reason, at the other place, they stuck pretty good. I mean, a couple of them did come down occasionally, but for the most part, they stuck. Here, on the other hand, I don't know if it's because, I'm not really sure, because when we moved into that other place, it was brand new as well. The last place we lived, we were the first occupants, so... I was about to say fresh paint, but I can't really say that because the other place was new as well. I don't know if our paint is slicker here.
Could be.
No, it's not the paint. It's the foam. I'm sorry. The tags are still on the wall, but they separated from the foam. The foam fell. So I don't know if the foam is dirty or because I've already used it had some residue left on it or something.
Residue.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure, mm-hmm. but for whatever reason, yes, they're, and I'm constantly having to put them back up or thinking about putting them back up.
I would just go down to Home Depot and get some adhesive caulk.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be there permanently. What if I ever want to take them down? I don't want to have to repaint the wall. I mean, I feel like something that, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like adhesive caulk or contact cement or anything like that is going to...
Epoxy.
Is going to rip the paint off the wall if I ever try to take them off. And possibly the texture as well.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, oh, that's probably...
So yes, they're falling down. So you know this, but I'm just humor me because I have to start this conversation. So I have to say something that you already know. You're not going to go, oh, I know what Adam's about to talk about without me saying it. So I was organizing the team building
Yes.
For today.
Yes.
And I decided to do You Don't Know Jack.
Okay.
And it was kind of a pain in the ass because I really don't want to get in trouble with HR, and I forgot how lewd some of the questions and stuff can be.
There is a setting in the main menu to turn it to make it safe for work.
Yeah, yeah. So there's family friendly, but it's per game. And so I had to go through each game and see if they had a family friendly option, because the trivia game, which is my favorite, You Don't Know Jack, does not have a family option.
Right.
So, and I also didn't realize they don't include You Don't Know Jack in all of the versions of the party packs.
Correct.
So I had to spend a couple of nights playing these games with myself on three different computers so I could, A, see if they were any fun, and B, figure out if they had a family-friendly option. And then we had the thing today, and we were doing it over Zoom, and Zoom has, you know, screen sharing, it has optimized for video, it has all this stuff. But I forgot, when I was setting up to do the Pride 48 event and we were doing Pyramid, Zoom was very blurry when I tried to share that stupid Pyramid game. Mm-hmm. And I figured out a way around it. It took me, because there are 5 million different options that you can use in Zoom. And it was so they have a share my screen, share sound, and optimize for video, which you would think that's what I should use. No, it was blurry. But we went through a couple of games that way. I didn't realize it was going to be blurry because I forgot, and I had tested it locally, and nothing was blurry for me locally. So anyway, over the course of 2 hours, I tried like 5 different ways, and finally, the last 30 minutes, I found the way that was not blurry. So, anyway.
So this was during the event.
Hope everyone had fun, huh?
So you took people through an hour and a half to get the settings.
We played the game, but I would try a different sharing option each time we would each round. And then I was having to read stuff to them that was on the screen in a lot of the games because it was too blurry for them to see. I think they still had fun, but I was really frustrated because I didn't know it was going to be blurry. I mean, I forgot that that was a problem. And when I tested locally, it was not blurry. Like, I have another laptop over here, so I turned it on this computer that I'm talking to you on, and then I logged into Zoom.
That's why I always use Drawful as my go-to, because Drawful sends the prompts out to their phones, so it's mainly audio on the screen until they display the pictures, and then the pictures, because they were drawn on phones, are kind of blurry and abstract anyway. They're not very high resolution, so kind of...
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, if you want to know, and this may not even be consistent. Okay. It may be on my computer.
Sure. What did you
this
try?
This is what it does.
What did you try?
But I did share a portion of my screen.
Yes.
And I did not check the optimize for video. I unchecked optimize for video. That doesn't make any sense. But that's what it is.
It is.
And I could have said, oh no, it's just you guys, it's just y'all's internet or whatever. But all of them were having blurriness. So I thought, well, what are the chances that 10 other people...
Or they had a separate Slack conversation going on where they're like, let's fuck with them and tell them that it's blurry.
I couldn't tell because it was fine for me.
I feel like I'm very low energy tonight.
Yeah, you're kind of low energy. Why is that?
I don't know.
I think I hear your computer. Is your computer kind of loud?
No.
Hold on. Let me mute myself. Nope. I hear my computer. Never mind. Wow. My computer's really loud right now.
I see. I like how you tried to put a shit off on me.
Do you need to get up and do any jumping jacks or anything like that?
I don't know. I don't think so. We walked around Magic Kingdom all day yesterday.
And then that is out of town for you. Okay.
Then I did the...
It's funny that you described that as out of town. Why didn't you just say, I was at Disney yesterday? You said, I was out of town yesterday, so I couldn't respond.
Because I had been posting pictures in the Level 13 Discord the entire time, so I figured that you would know that I was at Disney.
Oh. You assume so much.
I'm just saying, if you were trying to find out where I was...
No, I wasn't. I was just saying... Obviously, we can't do it today because Daniel didn't respond. This was yesterday, obviously.
I wouldn't have been able to do it yesterday
anyway.
I
was saying, we can't do it today, Auntie Scott.
Auntie Scott?
Yes. We can't do it today because, you know, all parties have not responded. Right,
so, because I know what you're talking about, but the recording people don't know what you're talking about. We're talking about you're trying to schedule the three-way.
Shh, it's a secret.
It's not a secret. We've talked about it like all the time. You know, we're trying to organize a three-way between Scott and Adam and myself as a bonus show for
not Seder.
No, Scott, Auntie Scott. I mean, Auntie Scott.
Yes, Auntie Scott.
Because if you say Auntie Scott, it makes it sound like it's the opposite of Scott. Like, oh no, he was hit with the Auntie Scott. Quick. Pull out the anti-Scott. It'll make the show better. Anyway.
Anti-Scott was my stripper name.
You suggested yesterday that we record it yesterday. So it wasn't like I had...
No, it wasn't as though
I had scheduled my trip out of town and you asked if we could do it a week or two ago and I never said, oh, I'll be out of town. You literally sent the email... at like 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, say, oh, let's do it this afternoon.
Incorrect, sir. I did not recommend any time. I said, when are you guys normally available? Scott responded and said, I can do it tomorrow, which was yesterday. Then I said, oh, well, we can't do it on Thursday because I haven't heard from everybody yet.
Right. And in fairness,
I never recommended yesterday.
Okay. Now I'm understanding what happened. So when Scott replied to your email, he replied to you.
Yeah, he did. That is true.
So I never saw that he said that he could do it yesterday. And so yeah. I had no reason to chime in and say, oh, never mind. I'm out of town, so we can't. When you sent the thing back. When you sent yours saying, well, Daniel hasn't, you did reply all. And so then I could see Scott's message quoted in your message. So this is one of those situations where we need to train Scott
to reply all.
In a group email, you reply to all.
Yeah, there are those people out there in the office that reply all too much.
Yeah.
And then there are people who don't know when to reply all and don't.
Right. Here's the proper etiquette. If you have two people on your email, aside from yourself, then you hit reply all. If you have more than two people on your email, you should be using Microsoft Teams or some other way. And so you should just ignore those emails completely.
Yes. I have to step away for just a second.
Oh, fun.
I'll be back.
Does this have anything to do with tiles falling?
No.
Okay, good. I was just checking. I was worried about if I needed to call OSHA or not for violations of the safety regulations in your studio. So Tim in Alaska made 15 pounds of pork. And he has posted pictures in the chat room over in the Pride 48 chat room. Carnitas. Now, carnitas is just pork, right? There's nothing special. Like, what do they call it at Chipotle? Barbacoa, which is seasoned steak or spicy or whatever they call it. Marinated steak or something like that. But the carnitas, they just call pulled pork. I mean, it's just pork. It's just slow-cooked pork, right? Cyclone is typing an answer in the chat room as we speak. We are moments away from hearing the answer to this question. I wonder where Adam went. It depends on the seasoning. So I guess there's some kind of seasoning that goes on it. I don't know. I have made pork tenderloins, but I've never made other type of pork. Other type of, well, that's not true. I mean, bacon, obviously. Pork chops. I guess I've had a lot of different kind of pork products. Now I really want tamales. No, tomorrow's cheat day, so tomorrow I'm getting myself an Arby's gyro. Pulled pork is typically the shoulder or butt to be able to shred it easily. Because people get shredded on their shoulders or their butts.
I'm muted.
You're
I
muted.
Said I'm back.
How did you mute yourself, Adam?
I'm the normal way that I mute myself.
You're not using your new Christmas present?
Well, we're going to talk about that on the show.
Oh, that's been returned. So Adam's already returned my Christmas present. Great.
We're going to talk about your Christmas present on the show.
Great. Thanks.
You can't use that content here in the pre-show.
I can do whatever I want, Adam. Unlike you, I put things on the Trello this week. What did I put on there? Trainer app and tweet of the week. Both of them, by the way, incredibly tiny, small things.
Itty bitty.
Itty bitty, 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 bitty. Let's talk about Christmas at Disney. I'll put that on there for you. What is that? Why am I hearing a tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock?
That's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, my God. It makes a noise? Oh, then return it. Then absolutely return it. I picked that one because it said it didn't do that.
Well, I was going to talk about it on the show.
Save it. Talk about it on the show. I know we do have contact because I know
we do. Yeah. We do. I can't remember how many. We have at least two speak pipe things.
Yes.
I think that's it.
So Tim in Alaska is answering me about my question about the pork earlier. He says, much like pulled pork. In fact, if I'd seasoned and cooked it a little differently, it would have been pulled pork. After braising the pork shoulders, pull apart into bigger chunks, then pulled pork and either pan fry or broil for a short time to get the pieces of it. Oh, okay.
After braising the pork, pull apart into bigger and then pulled pork and either pan fry or broil.
That's for pulled pork. What he made was carnitas pork. Pork.
For pulled pork... That's just an added step. You can eat it without re-crisping it or without crisping it up. You can just
pull it and
eat it.
But you wouldn't want to.
Well, that's what I do. Well,
I mean, but that's the difference between having a decent barbecue pulled pork and buying that tub of pork parts.
Pork
strands soaking in, sugar and ketchup that they sell at the grocery store. Jimmy Dean's pulled pork, barbecued pulled pork.
Normally, okay, I don't make pulled pork, so let's get that out there out of the way right now. But sometimes, so it's not even the same thing. I don't know why I'm comparing it because it's really not the same thing. But I will say this. Sometimes I make... tacos. I will make a roast beef.
Yes.
And the leftovers of that roast beef, I will make tacos out of that, and I will shred the beef.
In the food processor?
No, with a fork.
Oh.
Or two forks, or my hands, or whatever. And I don't crisp it up, although that probably would taste lovely, but normally I just rewarm it, probably in the microwave even. But, you know, maybe in a pan if I'm, maybe I sous vide it.
It's probably. It's your
to rewarm it.
So I take the salad and I put the, I sous vide the salad and then I.
You would never sous vide a salad.
Adam, you sous vide everything.
Only meat and some vegetables. That's like it. And only
bacon?
Things that are going to be
like,
cooked.
Do you sous vide bacon?
No. Why would you? You want bacon to be crispy. Sous vide doesn't make anything crispy.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's just taking a hot bath.
Right. Oh, I love a hot bath. I bought a, maybe that's why I like my sous vide so much, but I bought a.
I could get you a Vitamix and you could reheat the pork in the, I mean the beef for your tacos. You could heat it up in the Vitamix as it's chopping it up. It would make like a hot pork, no, a hot beef slurry that you could then pour onto your taco shells. And it would be just like Taco Bell.
So Tim says he served us, I remember that all the food you served us was wonderful, Tim. I don't remember the exact menu, except that I believe we had cornbread, which I'm a fan of. But I don't remember it exactly being pulled. I knew it was barbecue, but I can't remember.
I had hush puppies at Disney yesterday, and they had corn in them.
Oh.
They were very good.
I like a hush puppy. I like corn in it. That's good.
I like it. I had fish and chips, but it wasn't a British place, so they didn't call it fish and chips. It was a, you know, fried fish basket.
I also like something similar called corn casserole, where you mix corn with cornbread, but you mix other stuff in there, sour cream or I don't know, other stuff. Yeah. So it's a little less bready, a little more. It's not runny, but it's more moist than
cornbread. Yeah, I think there was a Mexican chain that used to make that. It was a Casa Gallardo or something, and it was called like corn pudding or something like that. It wasn't.
Yeah,
pudding.
Well, I don't know about that restaurant, but yes, it's like a corn pudding. Yeah, anything with corn.
I don't know. I know that tomorrow I'm going to have a gyro.
But wait a minute. Now, you had a hush puppy. That is not keto.
Yeah, but food at Disney doesn't count.
Oh, and yesterday wasn't Saturday. I thought Saturdays were your cheat
days. Saturdays are our cheat days, but Disney food doesn't count.
I see. So you're one of those. It's like if I'm on an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or at Disney.
Yes.
Or
all right.
At
but
one
if
of
you,
five restaurants that are my favorites.
If
I
you
have
look at our
have.
Steps, though, if you look at our steps, when we're at Disney, we clock in 10 or 12,000 steps. So we don't care.
Judging you.
Our mistaken belief, which we have zero science to back up, is, we're walking around all day, so that burns that off.
I'm going to talk about something. Have you listened to today's show?
No, Adam. I have not listened to your show today.
Okay. I'm going to talk about something I talked about on today's show. I think it's a very, well, it may not go anywhere, but I think it's a very, I could stretch that out as content on my own show, but I'm going to talk about it on this show.
Oh, it's a charity topic.
No, I'm just, you know.
I could talk about it on my own show, but I guess if we're hurting for content here, then we can.
No, we're not.
We'll talk about, I'll find something else to talk about on my show. It's fine.
Let's see.
It's fine. No, don't.
I'm also going to talk about it on mine, so get ready. It's going to be a double feature.
No, don't worry. I'll figure something out. Don't mind me. I'll just sit over here and be a martyr. I've decided what I want for Christmas dinner. We could talk about that. Do you know what you're going to have for Christmas dinner?
No, I might take a second shot at prime rib.
Also, I would prefer not to do a show on Christmas night.
Oh, no, we're not.
Okay. I just didn't know. We had never stated that.
I would say...
Because Christmas is Friday and then New Year's Day is Friday.
New Year's Day, we could do a show. But if you don't want to...
No, that's fine. We don't have to. We're not going anywhere New Year's Eve, so that's fine.
New Year's Day, not New Year's Eve.
No, I'm saying we're not going out of town or anything on New Year's Eve. Right. I mean, so we're not... I mean, I'll be there. I'll be around.
But yeah, I don't want to do a show on Christmas.
I don't want to do a show on Christmas. So what I thought we could do is take a couple of pre and post show segments and put those out as a show. I'm about to either throw up
in my mouth or burp, one of those two, and I was just muting myself so people didn't hear that.
I don't catalog what goes on in the pre and the post show, so I don't know how I would pull segments. I think I'll just pick one and then skim through it and see if there's some evergreen material in there. So then the only people that might have heard it before will be have been level 13 folks, which I mean, I don't believe that all the level 13 folks listen to all the pre-shows and the post-shows.
We could get a cheesecake and we could sit around and we could say, remember when we talked about... No,
we can't check the transcript, Cyclone, because Adam has dropped the ball on that project. As the product owner of Level 13's RSS content, I feel that my project has come in on time and has had a very decent ROI. However, Adam's project of... Oh, I'll do the transcript. I can just have Microsoft, as long as I don't need to edit it. Nope, Adam, you don't have to edit it. You just post what's there. I believe there is one episode posted.
But let me just say, there was a discussion in Level 13 chat by wonderful Nessa where she says, hey, I haven't been seeing the little social media to repost. And you said...
They're not moving the needle.
There was no reward. I found that it didn't do what I wanted it to do.
And had we posted the transcripts of 10 or 15 shows and we were seeing absolutely no movement in the numbers whatsoever, I would be like, oh, my thought process was... You did word, one page.
Word kept crashing and not being able to... do an hour and a half show, and the transcript it put out was illegible. So my thought was, if it's an illegible transcript, how is it even going to help? And if it takes...
Well, then in that case, then
multiple tries.
Then can you move mix-podcast.com back to the anchor page so that people can see an entire episode list? Because right now, when you go to mix-podcast.com, all you see is one episode in the top right-hand corner. And when you click on episodes, which you'd think, oh, if I'm going to click on episodes and I'm going to see my back episodes, it just has the one transcript.
That's true, it does.
So what I'd prefer... I'm fine with you leaving the front page the way it is, if you want. Just leave it the way it is. However, right there where it says episodes, I would love it if that tab could just redirect... make that tab that says episodes, just make it a URL to anchor.fm/mixminus.
Yeah, I can do that.
And then maybe the only other thing I would say is move the current episode to the middle of the page at the top. So it's like the very first thing you can listen now. But if that's too complicated with WordPress, then...
You mean on the side?
I'm just saying it's over on the side, but I kind of wanted it to be more of when I go to this page, I see join level 13 in a gay LGBTQ experience.
I can look into that.
I would just like, I mean, it's fine as long as just there's some way for them to get to the main episode list.
Look, I'll make a note to the dev team.
All right. And then change the transcript page from episodes to being transcripts. So that way, because when I click on episodes, I assume I'm going to get a list of episodes to play.
There's not a transcript page.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Can you change the, you know, the category is episode transcripts, but the navigation tab has the title of episodes. I want the title of it to be transcripts, not episodes.
But if I'm getting rid of that completely, and
okay. Well, if you're
going to
get rid of it,
then it doesn't matter. All right,
then fine. Then it's fine. Then that's fine.
I'll look at it. I hadn't even thought about it in a while. To tell you the truth, I hadn't thought about it until you brought it up tonight. But I do remember at the time thinking, "Is this even gonna?" Because it was taking so long, and it was a crappy transcript, and it was going to take, you know. I would have to start it. I'd have to remember to start it and then probably leave it overnight and come back and check it the next day, which is what I ended up doing for the first one. And it's so long on that webpage. There's so much. What was it, like 16,000 words or something?
Yes.
I could try again. I don't know that it... I just don't know that... It's good enough transcript.
That's
really
fine. Then that's fine. If you don't want to do the project, if the project's dead, then that's fine. I just want our website that we tell everyone to go to all the time to actually have a place for them to get to our episodes.
Okay. Okay.
That's it. That's all.
So what were you going to say? Are you talking about what you want for Christmas on the actual show, or were you about to bring it up?
Either one. I'm looking at the list right now. We have Christmas at Disney. We have Missy Witt. We have Tweet of the Week. We have Heavy Stuff and Disappointment. We have the Trainer app after contact. And we could probably even move... Yeah, okay. So heavy stuff and disappointment. Is that? Oh, so you want to end the show on a downer?
No, that's a more fun one.
Oh, okay. Well, then cool.
To end it on. It's not really a downer. It's more of a rant.
All right. Well, then let's end the show on a rant, but move it above the show promo because we don't want
to
end.
I don't know where to put it.
I'll get rid of show promo because that's not something that we're doing.
What is show promo?
We were trying to remember to record a promo for our show. To play on...
did we ever give them a promo?
No, we never did.
We recorded two different times.
I know.
I remember.
I know, but they were both crap, man. It's just, you know what?
Okay.
It's fine. And
you're like, we're crap. We can't do a good promo. I'm that project is over.
We should take our buckets of Anchor FM money.
That catfish... story that I told that you pulled out for one of those, that would make a good promo. That was funny. Was it a catfish story? Yeah, you were saying we should take our money and have an ad on. I don't know if you've changed your mind, but
no,
you were
I
saying
looked,
have an
I
ad.
Investigated it, and they don't. He doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, I was gonna email him, but I haven't done that yet. Obviously,
doesn't do that anymore. So then you're down to okay. What do you do?
Oh, for those listening, there's a podcast called The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream.
And they used to, for like $10-ish dollars, they would do an ad for whatever you wanted on their show. And I don't know how many listeners they have, but if I were to guess, probably 50 to 100,000 downloads per episode that they get.
Yeah. Way more than us. That's all.
You know, that's a lot of people, and they have gay people who, I mean, not that it's only gay people that listen to our show, but, you know, we have an audience. We have a type of person who might enjoy listening to one very old and one getting old person.
Very old? Wow.
If you're very old, actually, what are Big Fatty and
I know.
Scott and T. Scott?
That makes them ancient.
You know, it kind of bothers me. Actually, I should stop calling you very... It's just a joke. I don't know. I find it amusing because I'm getting old, so I like to take it out on you. Mm-hmm. It's funny to me because you'll always be a little bit older than me, regardless of how old I get, you know?
Yeah, but the difference is that I'm my age doesn't, by the way, I just turned on my space heater. So that's the noise that you're hearing as I'm talking, but you're not hearing it when I'm not talking because I have the gate set. Anyway.
Well, I am hearing it a little bit when you're not talking, but yeah, anyway.
What was I going to say? Oh, I'm not self-conscious about my age. Like I'm fine.
Yeah, but I'm not doing it for your benefit.
No, but I'm just saying, anyway, so you don't need to apologize.
Shit, I forgot what I was going to say though.
That's because you're old, Adam. That's because you're very old.
Damn it. Oh. I can only think of one example of this, but I know it happens more often than this. But young whippersnappers talking about people being old when they're in their 30s or 40s, I do not feel like I'm old. Even though I say I'm getting old, I do not feel like that is old. But there's a YouTuber, and he talks about, and he does reaction videos of music. He's a musician. He's a singer. I've talked about him before. And on some of his, he did one where he was listening to singers at all these different ages. And he was like, you know, she's getting on up to, she's getting pretty old. She's 38.
Wow.
I'm like, 38? And then he's like, you know, the voice starts getting brittle around 40. You can really tell that old person voice. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Tim in Alaska says that he is 10 years older than me, and Gary Bearden is 10 years older than him. So that means Gary Bearden is 20 years older than me.
So that means Gary Bearden is 30 years older than me.
That's right.
And 37 years older than Mark.
And 40 years older than Zach.
Oh, well. So it bothers. I want to call that guy. I don't know his number, but I want to call him and say, hey, that's not old.
You could leave a comment on his video.
That's true. I could.
Tim fucking adores being 63. And folks from my generation have so many friends who never made it this far. That's true. Yeah, I don't know that I say I adore 53, but I'm perfectly happy being 53. I wouldn't want to be 23.
I think 30, I think 33 was a good age.
Here's the thing. Like, you play World of Warcraft or some game where you go through and you hit struggles. And then later at some point you roll another character and they go, and as they're leveling, it's way easier and they do way better because you already know the path that they have to take. So my question is, if you, upon your death, they gave you the choice of, hey, you want to do it again? Would you want to do it again? Or would you want to, you know, go on? So the choices would be like, okay, you can relive your life.
Do it again or go on to Valhalla?
You can do it again.
What was my other option?
You can do it again where you'll remember that you've done it before so that you're going to have the benefit of that knowledge.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it again with that knowledge, or do you just want to do whatever else happens in death, right? Get turned into worm food or, you know.
Well, I would want to do it again, but I don't see how that's making a point. Of course, who wouldn't want to do it again?
I don't know. There's some people that are just done. They're just like, nope, I did it once. Don't want to do it again.
No, how could you ever be done with life? It's life. Well, I guess people who are depressed.
Yeah, there's people that kill themselves.
That are done with life. But yeah. I have always been of the opinion, and to this day, no matter how depressed I've ever been, and I'm not a really depressed person in general. Mm-hmm. I was on antidepressants at one point, but that was more struggle around gay guilt and all that. But even then, even when I wasn't on those antidepressants, there has never been a moment in my life when I ever thought about killing myself.
Yeah, most people don't.
Now, I'm not belittling anyone who gets to that point, but what I'm saying is, for me, I want to live.
Okay. But I mean, but people that get, knows, you do maybe. Realize that people that get suicidal, they have, you know, there is something wrong with their brain. They're having depression. That is a mental problem.
I understand.
They should seek therapy. I mean, that's the whole point of suicide prevention hotlines or whatever, is to get them hooked up with, you know, experts that can help them to keep them from killing themselves.
Right. I just feel like life is, no matter how bad it is, life is better than the alternative, I guess, is what I, even though, you know, it's kind of funny because I, you know, I believe in God and everything, and I believe in heaven.
Is there any circumstance where you would want to be put down?
No.
Oh, definitely there is for me. If I end up like my mom, if I end up with Alzheimer's where people around me are completely forced to take care of me because I can't remember what just happened 30 seconds ago, that is no way to live a life. It's like, I do not want to just burden people like that. And that's no life, to not remember what you're doing, to constantly be confused about where you are. No, no, thank you. I would rather.
Well, but even you said she doesn't generally realize that she's in that
but
state.
But so it's getting worse, and you don't have to know that you just forgot something. All you have to know is, I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. What the hell is going on right now?
Yeah.
It's like, and it causes you to be angry or scared, and both anger and fear, this is important, both anger and fear produce reactions in your body, right? Adrenaline and different hormones that just, you know, that. So imagine that you're frustrated. You're frustrated and angry, but you're getting angry because you're frustrated. You just want to know where you are. And the person that you're asking, whoever that person is not telling you. Even though they're telling you and you're forgetting. You're forgetting that you forget. The point is that as you get frustrated, those chemical reactions are happening in your body, and then you forget that you're frustrated, but now your body is telling you that you're frustrated, and so it's a feedback loop where it starts to really mess with their, because they're, I'm terrified. I don't know what I'm terrified of, but I'm terrified of something. And then that makes them scareder. And it's like a feedback loop that is just, it's devastating. It's such a hideous disease.
No, I know it is. And maybe if I, all I can say is there's nothing I can think of today where I would want to be put down as you say it. Now, I know all of that stuff is horrible. I know people who have diseases that are very painful physically or have other things, have horrible, horrible pain that I probably can't imagine how horrible that pain is. Mm-hmm. Today, I feel like no matter how horrible that pain is, I would be, well, because I have a fear of death, and I think I would be too afraid to die.
But that's weird. So you're a Christian. Why do you have a fear of death?
I just do. I don't know. I just do. Well, I could be wrong, or I could go to hell. I mean, there is always that, you know, there are those two options that are negative.
There's another option.
Outcomes. So, and also, if you're right and there's nothing, I also don't like the idea of just being gone.
Well, you won't know.
And I know, but I still don't like the thought of it. Like, even though I don't know, I don't like the thought that my light just goes out and I'm done. Like, I don't like that.
Well, for your current existence, yeah, it ends. But, Adam, there's 700 hours of recorded audio on the internet of you. You're never just going
to
disappear.
Want to still be conscious, and I don't want my consciousness to go away.
I'm sure we talked about this before, where I've brought up before that your brain cells completely refresh like once every 7 years.
I don't know.
Have we never talked about this? Because it's an interesting topic when you think about it, that what is self? Like, what do you consider to be self? Like, is it your brain, Well, your brain is made up of cells, and those cells completely replace themselves every 7 years. So your original self is dead. Your original self has been dead for a long time. You're just a new self that has all those memories of the previous self.
Yeah, but when you die, if you're correct and nothing happens, then all of that goes away.
Yeah.
Other people have memories of you, but yeah. I don't have consciousness anymore. I'm
right.
gone.
No, no. This is a totally different topic, but yes.
Whether it's soul or brain or whatever it is, the thing that makes me conscious and know what's going on
is
and
gone.
Have those is gone.
Absolutely gone. Yes.
I am gone.
You are gone.
And I don't like that. I don't like the thought of that.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
Okay.
And it freaks me out. So,
but you wouldn't know.
So if it doesn't matter. I know now. I know right now. I'll know the second before it happens.
Maybe.
You know.
Maybe not. Maybe you'll get shot in the head and you won't know the second before it happens. It'll
maybe
be instantaneous.
Not. If that happens, then, you know, I won't know. I hope. I mean, I don't wish it on Mark or anyone else, but I hope I die in my sleep or something and don't know. And like, I don't have any foretelling of it happening. It just, I go to sleep, I'm happy, and then I'm gone.
Yeah,
I realize that will be more traumatic for other people, because other people, it's better if they have an idea that it's coming, I think, because they can prepare themselves and get in a mental state to know, you know, this is going to happen.
Where, no,
like when you have older
just
parents.
another fun night on Mixed Minus where we talk about death.
And when you have older parents, mm-hmm. and you know they're starting to have ill health and all that kind of stuff, and you know they're
or extremely kind of old parents like Big Fatty and Auntie Vera.
Yeah, you know that they're getting there, and you're mentally preparing yourself year after year. And then when it happens, my mom is at the point now. And this is not her parents. I don't know if I've talked about this on here before or on any form of Mixed Minus before. But now she'll say to me, you know, honey, just pray that the Lord takes them.
You've talked about this on a show. Pray. Yes.
I'm like, no, I'm not praying that the Lord takes them.
You have said this before on a show.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, that's where my mom is now. So she's already at the point where she's ready for those people to be gone.
Just, all right, bye-bye
like,
now.
You know what?
Have a nice
bye.
Day. Oh, my God, how long are we going to wave goodbye? Oh, when can we go inside the door? Can we shut the door
you.
Yet? Can we shut the door yet? Can we go inside?
She'll be like, they don't want to be here anymore. They're ready to go.
Yeah, okay. That's the thing that gets me, though, is the logical argument that gets tossed, and I don't even want to call it logical, but the argument that is quasi based on what they believe is logic that gets tossed at atheists all the time is, well, you know, I have peace in knowing that when I die, I'm going to go to heaven, or, you know, I have peace that I know that my soul's going to go on, and you just believe that you're just going to die. And yet what I find in reality is that a lot of Christians are scared of death, and a lot of atheists are like, yeah, it's a thing, it happens, you're going to die and you're going to end your life, and you live your life now, and there's you go on, you live your life, and when it's your time, it's your time.
I think the difference is because Christians believe there's a negative side of that, the hell part.
Yes.
And so they're afraid of death because and me too. I'm in a situation where I have chosen, I didn't choose it, but I have decided that I am not going to struggle against who I am, against being gay.
Okay.
But there is a, you know, there are those scriptures that say that is a sin and that is wrong and an abomination and all these other things. So if in fact all of that is true, there could be a chance that I have, by saying, you know what, I'm going to not struggle against this. Mm-hmm. You know, if all of that is true, then I could go to hell. And that's a scary thought. I'm, you know, when you think about it, if there is such a place or lack thereof where you are suffering for eternity, then, you know, that's a negative thing. Whereas an atheist, they just have to wrap their heads around, well, the lights go out and that's it.
Yes.
Which I have trouble reconciling with that as well. So even if I was an atheist, like, I don't want the lights to go out. I don't care about hell or heaven or anything.
Nobody wants their lights to go out.
I don't want the lights to go out.
It's not a matter of wanting. It's just a matter of recognizing the fact that, you know what? Every night I close my eyes and I drift off to sleep. And
but even in sleep, you're dreaming and your brain is still thinking and you're still, things are still going on.
No, I get that. But what I'm saying is that you've lost your consciousness, and it's like, it's not a terrifying thing. It's you go to sleep. It's like, if you die, you're just going to lose consciousness. It's like, and it'll be done. You won't know. There's nothing
to over. If your friends want to hear this uplifting commentary, they can also join level 13.
Why would you? Oh, that drives me nuts. That drives me nuts because for the shows that I pay to be a member of Patreon for, like the Daily Tech News Show, they have a Patreon ad in the show. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm sorry. You can cut that out.
It's like, so we don't need to tell on the pre-show for people to join level 13 because those people are already a member.
Well,
of
we have live 13. Listeners.
I understand that, but they're also hearing it live.
True. Well, it's probably about time for us to start the real show. Anyway.
Oh, I thought we were done. I was going to. All right, Adam. this has been fun. Remember, we're taking next week off.
Oh yeah.
It's Christmas. Yeah. And yeah, so hope you have a Merry Christmas, Adam.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you're going to bake any cookies and leave them out for Santa?
Claire made such a good cookie recipe in this week's episode of Dessert Person.
Dessert Person.
Yeah, she has
they've run out of titles for show now. It's just, oh, it's Dessert Person, because I believe
No, so you know who Claire is, right?
I have no idea who. Is it Claire?
Why are you watching the time as if this is really the end of the show? Like you want to time things correctly.
because I like to do a good job, Adam.
This was just a bit you were doing.
I know, like, but I like to finish the bit because it makes me feel good. All right, Adam. Well, have a Merry Christmas. And I'll see you next year.
So she has a Claire.
Yes. To be clear, this is now the post show, right?
Oh, God.
Okay.
No, we haven't started the show yet.
Ugh.
I know you lost consciousness.
I was just hoping I had Alzheimer's and I'd forgotten that we had already done the show. And then I'd be like, oh, I've already done it. And then I couldn't wait to hear it. Then I'd be like, oh, I what did I say? Now I want to hear the show.
If you had Alzheimer's, you wouldn't be cognizant enough to know. Cognizant? Is that right? conscious? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, regardless. Claire, she was on Bon Appetit YouTube channel.
Okay.
She worked in the test kitchen.
Yes.
I'm sure you and I have talked about this.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I don't know who she is.
She's a professional baker.
Okay.
And she was a video personality on Bon Appetit. She released a book that just came out in October. She's no longer on Bon Appetit's channel. They parted ways.
Right.
And the name of her book is Dessert Person. That's the name of her book.
Okay.
She's a baker. She likes dessert. She named her book that.
I'm just saying Dessert Person as the name of a show.
That book was a New York Times bestseller when it was released in October. I guess in the category of cooking books. I don't know. I don't know how they do that sort of thing, but it was a New York Times bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to continue her YouTube career with her own channel. But she wanted that channel to advertise her book. And I didn't talk to Claire, but I assume maybe some of the funding to hire the video crew or whatever, maybe it came from her publishing company or something like that. I don't know. But they decided to name the channel Dessert Person after her book. And in her shows,
everyone, I'm Claire Saffitz. Welcome to my home kitchen. Today I'm going to show you one of my
recipes from her book.
It is one of my favorites in the book. One of my favorite layer cakes in the book. And it is one of my favorites in the book. This is ridiculous. Whatever. I really like it. What do I say about it? They're all good. What can I say? I wouldn't have put it in the recipe if it wasn't good. Hey everyone, I'm Claire Saffitz. Welcome to my home kitchen. Today I'm gonna show you the most delicious cookie recipe that is also extremely fussy. Full disclosure.
Is that this week?
I use a lot of equipment and dishes, but I promise it looks you really good. It. I would not put it in
it
the
was,
book.
It says, yes, it was. It's had 500,008 views and it was posted yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah, she gets tons of views. Well, I mean, you know, she gets over a million about, views.
That's like kind of our downloads, right? That's about what we get.
A million? Yeah.
we get about 508,000 a day. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. She get that one recipe looked really good. Maybe I'll try to make those. Actually, the recipe before that also looked good. It was a pistachio pinwheel cookie.
Dessert person.
I'm going to buy the book as well. Even though I don't know why.
Clearly, I should have just sent you the book instead of my sugar
present. I don't know why I buy cookbooks. Because I look up recipes online. I never crack open a cookbook.
No, I agree with you. Matter of fact, my Google Home device in the kitchen will display the recipes for me, and then.
But they have pretty pictures, and they're nice looking, and you can put them in your, you know, in your kitchen.
Here's the insane thing. You know, you can't copyright a recipe, right? So what happens is that all of these cookbooks, the only copyrightable piece of it is just them talking about, you know, like kind of like the preamble of it, like, oh, this was originally created in 1862 by Walter Cronkite and blah, blah, blah. So, but the actual recipe itself can't
be copyrighted. Do you know this to be true?
Yeah, because recipes, okay. Also, you can't copyright rules of a game. Like anyone can take the rules of poker and make a game, you know, though you can't copyright the rules of a game. So you can't. I own the copyright to poker, so you're not allowed to play poker unless you pay me.
So instead of playing theme music, we could just read recipes underneath whatever we're doing for bumpers and stuff. Because you can't copyright that, so.
But we're not playing any copyrighted music for our bumpers.
I know, but it's always a struggle when people want to play music in anything.
Yeah.
And everything's copywritten, righted, whatever.
It's copyrighted. All right,
copywritten is a word. You're going to get a watermelon strawberry fresca.
I am. Do we want to talk about how I have it in a 2.5 gallon jug in the refrigerator?
No, we do that every week. It's old now. Just go get it. Maybe why your low energy is your vape. Maybe your vaping is making you low energy. I feel very burpy tonight. Very, very burpy. I had Popeyes. I'm contemplating either going back on Weight Watchers after the first, or modifying my diet somehow. But the thing is, I've got to figure out a way to do this without hiring a chef, but also without having to cook everything myself, because I'm just sick and tired of cooking everything. I like to cook, but on occasion, not. I just don't enjoy the drudgery of having to cook. And especially when it's healthy shit and it's, you know, it's hard to make it flavorful. And you just end up, if you really want to lose weight or you want to build muscle or you want to, you know, have a good body, basically, you basically have to eat chicken breast and broccoli. And there's only so many different ways you can do that. And it all tastes bad. You can't, and so not only having the work of having to do the cooking, but then also it tasting like crap. It's just not a good mixture. It's not a good mixture. And, yeah.
I didn't realize I didn't.
But I'm going to figure it out.
I didn't have this tree on, so.
Oh. Well, maybe that's why you were low energy. You were missing half of your life.
I grabbed some caffeine, so we'll try some caffeine. Okay. And see if that.
Oh, is it a Diet Coke?
It is. It's a Diet Coke. What else would it be?
With lime or sans lime?
No, just regular Diet Coke.
Well, there is a lime Diet Coke.
I don't think they make that.
I think anymore. There's also was a mango Diet Coke. There was a blood orange Diet Coke.
Ugh.
Cherry, I want to say.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Mark used to really like the lime ones. I don't know if they still make them, actually. They might not.
They were trying to come up with a bunch of fruity flavors to appeal to the young kids who now just drink fruit juices and stuff. You know, Propel. But the thing is the Coca-Cola company owns those drinks, too. So it's not like they're losing money. They're just shifting brands. I think I read somewhere that Coca-Cola was going to drop like 200 brands this next year.
I think you did.
Yeah. Now you're yawning. What the fuck? Where's your caffeine?
Caffeine has no effect on me. But I do have I'm drinking Fanta Orange because...
Fanta, don't you want the Fanta?
Yeah, they still... Well, actually, I don't know if they still make it or not, but I see it. I Googled it and found results from Twisted Mango Diet Coke.
Okay. Well, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true. No, I'm pretty sure that it exists. I just haven't seen it in the store because I haven't gone there looking for it, though. I typically rush into Walgreens or CVS, whoever has, or Dollar General, whoever has the, you know, multiple 12 packs for $12 or $10.
Can you enable screen sharing?
What are you going to share, though?
Like, does it matter?
Is it safe for work? Because is it going to violate HR in any way?
It's not going to violate HR.
Are you sure?
Yep.
All right. Well, it should be set.
See, there they are, right there.
No, I said I understand. Here's the thing:
feisty cherry. You know what?
You know what? You know what annoyed me about
Twisted Mango.
Well, first, there's two things. Number one, I noticed that you didn't try to pronounce the blueberry.
No, I started at the other end. I was getting there. Uh-huh. Blueberry acai.
Oh, acai? Is that how you say that? I never know how to say
that. That's how you say it.
I never know
how to say it. It's acai berry.
No, the thing that annoyed me about feisty cherry is Coca-Cola used to have a perfectly good spicy cherry drink. It was called Mr. Pibb. And I loved Mr. Pibb. And so when I saw Feisty Cherry Diet Coke, I'm like, oh, great. This is going to be like...
Was Mr. Pibb really cherry?
It was a spicy cherry cola. That was the...
Was it really?
Yeah. Because they... When I was...
They described it as cherry.
Specifically cherry. Will you let me finish my content? Yeah. When I was working in Georgia, because Coca-Cola is based there in Atlanta, they had Pibb Zero at our work. So... And I would look at the can every day. It said spicy cherry.
Huh.
Pibb Zero. So I did not know that
Mr. Pibb was based on a cherry flavor.
Pibb Zero offers a bold, spicy cherry flavor without the calories.
Oh, well, maybe they added cherry to it. I was thinking you were saying the regular Mr. Pibb.
This is the regular Mr. Pibb.
It says Pibb Extra.
No. Pibb Zero is what I'm looking at.
But that's not regular Mr. Pibb,
it
though.
It is.
Pibb Zero?
Pibb Zero is just sugar-free Mr. Pibb.
I think Mr. Pibb by default was always a diet beverage.
No, Mr. Pibb was not a diet beverage. I used to drink Mr. Pibb. It was not a diet It was like a Dr. Pepper. That was its competition. Mr. Pibb, Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that was Tab.
Oh, yeah. Tab was a diet.
Tab was a diet. I'm getting confused. Okay.
Wow.
We should start.
Yeah, so we can all of this, carry force this. By the way, the Pibb Extra, content. The Pibb Extra just has something like vitamins and stuff mixed into it. All right. Have you started recording? We should start.
There was no SD card in the machine.
Clearly, I sent you the wrong present. And I can't believe the present I sent you is fucked up.
We'll talk about it. I really debated whether I should tell you or not, because I know you're a sensitive person. But then I thought I shouldn't hide the truth from him.
No, either. You should return it.
Okay. I've got to do this again.
Because it was... Oh. I read the reviews and they were
saying... You said it was super cheap. You said, oh, it's nothing. It was just a small thing.
No.
And I don't know. I don't know.
No, I mean, I looked for a model that made no noise and also you didn't have to hold the button. Those are the two things I wanted. I wanted to make sure you didn't have to hold the button and that it didn't make a noise.
I'm recording now and we'll talk about it first thing. I didn't put it in the Trello, but we'll talk about it first thing.